Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Well, good morning, Patriots. Welcome to the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. We're coming at you from Spokane in the heart of the American Redoubt, 96.5 FM and AM 630, as well as the live stream. Good morning, my co-host and bride, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you and good morning, everyone out there. Welcome to Monochromatic Monday, where the truth of God is black and white.
Yes, the truth. And there is... there's a lot to sort through. As many of you know, sadly, there were two shootings this weekend. Significant shootings. I'm sure there were more. We haven't even talked about Chicago, but
right.
Or Milwaukee.
Yep.
But that was just basically a mutual gun battle. But yeah, Saturday, a young white male, 18 years old, walks into a store, shoots. Latest reports, 12 people, 10 dead. Two victims were white. The rest were all black. And of course they ran with this. He's a neo-Nazi white supremacist type, 18-year-old white male. So I know a lot of people have been saying, oh, there's gotta be a false flag, Democratic anti-gun false flag type of, incident. It's, you know, you can just feel it in your bones. Well, sure enough, Saturday this happens, and as it turns out, he's not a right-wing extremist. He describes himself as a left-wing authoritarian.
Yep, imagine that.
Yeah, loves the Nazi symbolism of the Ukrainian battalion, the Azov battalion. They have the, you know, Nazi symbol on their patches, and anti-Jewish. And he was railing on the media starts off with, you know, basically ripping and railing and raking on Fox News and Tucker Carlson for, you know, stoking this type of hatred. Well, as it turns out, according to this shooter's own manifesto, which we're not going to name him, he should just be dirtbag number 1232, as far as I'm concerned.
Right.
But, yeah, as it turns out, in his manifesto, he's ripping on Fox News. He's against anybody who is opposed to U.S. military intervention in Ukraine. He's just a little Ukrainian Nazi supporter.
Yep, exactly.
It's just like the Russians have been saying. And of course, other reports have been saying that despite Zelensky being a Jewish heritage, the Ukrainian government is chock full of Nazis. I mean, full blown, like Hitler era type of Nazis in their ideology.
Right.
And it's just thick all through the government there. And so, like we said from the very beginning, this whole thing stinks. This whole thing stinks with Ukraine.
Yep.
The people that are supporting it are the people that have been supporting everything that we are diametrically opposed to.
Well, that's what kind of blows me away. I mean, there's some fairly intelligent people out there, you know, that, I mean, even like Elon Musk, who recently said Biden is wrong to think he was elected to transform the country.
Yes.
Elon Musk, come on. He is now the most, he's the richest man in the world now.
Right.
Right. And how is he missing the fact that he wasn't elected, that was not elected? How is he missing that simple fact that this is an exact duplicate that we saw happen in Venezuela? It was a communist coup takeover through a fraudulent election that was highly supported by the same election fraud machines, Dominion, Smartmatic, that Venezuela used.
Yep.
How could you possibly miss that and be the wealthiest man on the planet?
Right, and extremely brilliant.
Right. How is that possible? How is anybody on earth even still saying that Biden was elected?
Right.
What a load of bunk that is.
Yeah.
I don't even know how to explain how anybody is even falling for that.
Even those on the far left, communists, who are saying, when you present facts to them, truth, they're like, I don't care. I don't care if it was stolen.
Right.
As long as Trump didn't get in, you know what? Sometimes you got to bend the rules. Sometimes when our democracy is at stake,
right.
You got to do whatever it takes. That's their whole mentality. And it's true. They know it was stolen and they don't care.
Right.
They're fine with it because it meets their ends, their ideological ends.
Right. And so, I mean, this being Monochromatic Monday, where the truth of God is black and white,
yeah.
We're talking about the people who either love the truth or hate the truth. You can't do both, right?
Right.
And that is who the Lord is looking for. He is clearly polarizing the people who allow deception and the people who are lovers of truth.
Yes.
Right? And so you can't have both. You can't sit there and say, one, that we're a democracy. Because we're not, and we never have legally been able to be a democracy.
Right.
The Constitution under Article 4, Section 4 says we are guaranteed, not we might try to strive for it. No, it doesn't say that. It says we are guaranteed a Republican form of government.
Yes.
In every of the 50 states. Guaranteed.
Right.
And so that makes, just in that simple wording, that means all other forms of government are illegal. And so it was brilliantly written by the Founding Fathers.
Yeah.
So that they wouldn't have to try to invent or creatively imagine what other forms of government or governance
right.
might come about after them, right? So they just wrote the simple statement of what was guaranteed and only that. And so that right there says we're not a democracy.
Right.
We can never and should never be a democracy, let alone a socialist supporting or communist supporting anything.
Yes.
And it also makes those people who are in holding an elected position actually breaking their oath of office
That's
by
right.
supporting any of those other types of government. And so why, if everybody's so smart, how is this even happening?
Right.
It blows my mind. And then people continue to refer to him as the president.
That's right.
That how
I know people in our camp.
I know.
I mean, it's only a title that's been stolen. Really?
Yes, exactly.
So,
and especially since now with the release of 2,000 Mules and also Trevor Loudon backing up the release of 2,000 Mules with all of his exposing of the Marxist groups and foreign connections behind the mass voting drives.
Yes.
I mean, this is like a slam dunk for
yep.
all of the true Americans right here, where it's no longer a question. The election was absolutely fraudulent and stolen by a communist coup regime.
That's right.
There's no question about it. And Trump needs to be politely walked back into his office where he can regain his seat. And those people need to be just marched right out and sent straight to jail.
Yeah, exactly. And not to mention also now there's reportedly 128,000 emails that have been leaked off of Hunter Biden's laptop, which is going to implicate all kinds of, you know, fraud and
pedophilia.
Well, everything. And yep. you know, how much is his dad, the big man, going to be connected to all of the illegal activity, you
yep,
know,
exactly.
in international policy? It's going to confirm a lot of suspicions. It's going to add evidence to accusations. And, you know, so this is where the truth, the monochromatic black and white truth is coming right out. I mean, it's being laid out for the world to see.
And that would be, praise the Lord, the hand of God,
yeah.
because the truth always has a way of revealing itself.
Right.
And the deception is allowed for a short time, and then God overcomes it.
Well,
you know?
I think you hit it. When you talk about brilliant people like Elon Musk, no matter what you might think of him, you know, as an individual, or he's got all these weird transhumanist, you know, ideas for implanting computer chips in human brains and that kind of stuff. So
and linking them to satellites,
right?
Yeah,
right. And but somebody that's otherwise very intelligent can still say, I totally disagree with President Biden's policies on this and that. You know, he wasn't elected to do this. He was elected to that, to do that. And they missed the whole point that he was not even elected.
He was not elected.
Right. Yep. And that should be, that should be the mantra right there, is that this is not a legitimate president. Everything he does, his policies are not legitimate. He has no business being there. He needs to be removed.
That's right.
That should be the sounding board, you know, those are the talking points right there.
Exactly. Yep. It has to start with the truth.
But it goes back to deception. That's what I was originally going to tie that into. It is a veil of deception that's over the whole world. If you don't belong to Christ, if you don't have the Holy Spirit, it seems like that's where the truth, where people see the truth for what it is.
Right.
You know, and so without that, very, very few people, they know something's not right. They think the election was stolen, but they're still just fine saying they disagree with Biden's policies and he's a poor president.
Right. It seems to me that, first of all, if we had a fraudulent election, and we did, and it's proven, clearly proven now, we've known it all along. Everybody's known it all along.
Right.
And then we have to watch as this bumbling buffoon is the front man for Hillary and all the other ilk to go ahead and run their agenda.
Yes.
And run America ragged over it. And it's basically all about the bringing down of America.
Yeah, exactly. These aren't poor policies and incompetence.
Right. It's not incompetence at all.
Yeah.
It's planned.
This is engineered. This is clearly orchestrated, the destruction of the United States.
Yep.
And everything that makes us the United States, you know, to define us. And you look at your heritage and your history and your laws and who we are as a nation, as a culture, what makes us exceptional. That's what they're trying to destroy, including all of the results of that, like our military might,
yep,
our economic strength.
Yep.
You know, our position in the world.
Our sovereign borders, sovereign secure right. borders.
Yep.
Yep.
Yep. Your language, your culture, your borders.
Yep.
And so.
And the law, the law that backs up the restraining of the government. That's what the Constitution is for. It's for the restraining of illegal activities within the government, right? And,
yes,
and that's how the people are the Republican form of government.
Right.
You know, that we can constrain those elected officials, which is why they're just, you know, so egregious in stomping all over that law, because they don't want to be controlled by us. They want to bring us down.
Right.
And so, yeah. So anytime you have truth, it's either pure truth or not truth at all.
Right.
You dilute truth with deception, where only there's some truth in it, you know. If any time you hear that, well, there's some truth in everything, that means that what you're hearing is deception.
That's exactly. I mean, Satan himself used scripture.
Yep.
And he twisted scripture to try to tempt Christ.
That's right.
And so is there some truth in what Satan was saying?
Absolutely.
Well, yes, there was.
Yeah.
But it wasn't, you know, it wasn't applied correctly. It was... and not in its proper context. It was deception.
It
was just evil and deception and an abomination, really.
Well, and that's truly when you know a skilled liar is when they will try to use a lot of truth and then have a little hook in the end of it with some deception, where it's enough to lure you in to have you actually thinking, well, that sounded right, that sounded right, that sounded right. And then they throw in this little line of complete total deception and lies.
Right.
And then they fall for that too, because what he said before was all true, so that must make that true as well.
Yeah.
And so then he leads people right off the path and they go cascading down the cliff, you know?
Right.
And so anytime you ever hear that, which is what we're hearing with all the synopses of all the other religions, well, there's a little bit of truth in everything. No.
Right.
It's either all
that's the problem.
It's either all true or it's not true at all.
Right.
Right? And so the Bible is the only thing that is true front to back.
Yep.
Yep. All the others have little bits of deception, even if it's just little bits.
Yeah.
That makes it not true.
Well, speaking of the word, we should probably get to the word of the day before segment one runs out.
Yeah, that's right. Well, it's a good conversation.
Yes,
and
it is.
I think people need to keep hearing it because they keep getting yanked off the path. Yeah. And I mean, like you're saying, even in our own camp, how are people
allowing
that?
And of course,
that?
Our listeners, they're right there. I mean, they're right. Their head's in the right place. So this is an affirmation for those that are on the right path. You know, they're like, yes, that's exactly what I've been thinking.
Right.
You know, I'm not crazy. I'm not off track. Thank you for saying that. You know, we hear that often.
It does. It encourages people and gives them hope. And so
it's true. What you're seeing is true.
That's right. Yep. Well, so the word of the day for Monochromatic Monday comes to us from the book of Joel, chapter 1, verses 10 through 17, which read, "The earth quakes before them, the heavens tremble, the sun and moon grow dark, and the stars diminish their brightness. The Lord gives voice before his army, for his camp is very great. For strong is the one who executes his word, for the day of the Lord is great and very terrible. Who can endure it? Now therefore, says the Lord, turn to me with all your heart, with fasting and weeping and with mourning. So rend your heart and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and of great kindness, and he relents from doing harm. Who knows if he will turn and relent and leave a blessing behind him, a grain offering and a drink offering for the Lord your God? Blow the trumpet in Zion, consecrate a fast, call a sacred assembly, gather the people. Sanctify the congregation, assemble the elders, gather the children and nursing babes. Let the bridegroom go out from his chamber and the bride from her dressing room. Let the priests who minister to the Lord weep between the porch and the altar. Let them say, spare your people, O Lord, and do not give your heritage to reproach, that the nations should rule over them. Why should they say among the peoples, where is their God?" And that's it.
Wow.
It's so perfect for right now.
No kidding.
That's what we're talking about is be rapture ready. Prepare your hearts.
Yeah.
You know, and just the fact also that it said, and do not give your heritage to reproach that the nations, plural, that the nations should rule over them. That's exactly what the UN is.
Yeah.
It is global governance where all the nations are ruling over each sovereign nation.
That's right.
As if it's just a nation state.
Yes.
And instead of being a sovereign nation, they're nation states.
Yes.
And so, I mean, this is the book of Joel is pointing towards the last day anyway. It's all about the last day, the great and terrible day of the Lord, right?
Yes.
And so, of course, it would make sense that he's talking about that the nations, plural, should rule over them. Do not give your heritage to reproach.
Right.
Right.
Exactly. And that's exactly what's happening today in our country and other countries around the world. We're giving our heritage a reproach. You know what I mean?
Yep, exactly.
It is just, well, it's sad to see, but we also, you know, the biggest blessing was that the Lord gave us this foreknowledge.
Oh, definitely.
So we'll understand that we knew this was coming. We know there's a time and a season for everything, and this is the season for right there what you just described.
Yep.
You know, right now, you know, dedicate yourself, your heart, render your heart to the Lord.
Yep.
And I mean, it's this great and terrible, dreadful day of the Lord is coming quickly. I mean, it's
right, and the fact that in this short little segment, the call to repentance. It's under the title, A Call to Repentance. And in that short little segment where it's talking about the end time, it also refers to the rapture. You know, the rapture here in verse 16, where it says, gather the people, sanctify the congregation, assemble the elders, gather the children and nursing babes. Here it is. Let the bridegroom go out from his chamber. This is where Jesus returns for the rapture, right? And the bride from her dressing room. And so the bride from her dressing room is when she's looking out on the horizon and looking for him. Is her lamp full, right?
Yes.
Is her lamp full of oil? Is she keeping a vigil? And he's on his way back for her.
Yep.
And so be ready. You know? I mean, oh my gosh, that's so exciting. Just awesome.
All right. Well, thank you. We'll get that scripture out there one more time for the listeners so they can write that down and read that themselves today.
Okay. And and real quick also, in 15, it says blow the trumpet in Zion. There's another little indicator.
Yes.
A little prophecy to come. It is linked to the Feast of Trumpets.
Yes.
Blow the trumpet in Zion.
It's also linked to the wedding.
Yes.
When the groom comes for his bride, the trumpet is blown.
Exactly. Yeah. So verses 15 and 16 in Joel chapter 2 are perfect. I mean, so perfect.
Excellent.
And so the word of the day for Monochromatic Monday was from Joel chapter 2, verses 10 through 17. And forgive me, I believe I said chapter 1 in the beginning. So,
maybe.
So now it's chapter 2, verses 10 through 17.
There we go. All right. Well, let's go ahead and take a break. Thank you for that, Lady Liberty. That's a blessing, as they all are.
Praise God. Yep.
And this segment here, segment one, is brought to you by Prepping 2.0, the podcast with Glenn Tate and Shelby Gallagher, helping to take your preparations to the next level. Their podcast over there, and the website is prepping2-0.com. This is The Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty, and we'll be back right after these messages.
How do communists gain control of non-communist governments? Let's take a look. By military occupation. By expelling non-communist officials. By the army appointing puppet officials. By obtaining military and police powers. Controlling the legislative procedures. By propaganda creating political and economic unrest. Controlling the courts. Terrorizing political and economic opponents by obtaining government positions and secrets.
America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was in the foothills of the Himalayas with Xi Jinping, traveling with him. I guess we traveled 17,000 miles when I was vice president. I don't know that for a fact.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and Sig Sauer pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder. Select your preferred carry style and order your holster today.
Welcome back. This is segment two of The Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Hopefully you guys are having a safe and a blessed commute and your week's off to a great start. Segment two here is brought to you by Katie Armour, helping to support us. And we're very grateful for that. They're a Christian patriot-owned business that provides serious body armor for serious times. And their website is katiearmour.com. And that's spelled C-A-T-I, katiearmour.com. Now, also, just wanted to throw a quick reminder out there. The airtime bills are coming up, and so our sponsors do help offset some of the costs and help support us, but really the overwhelming majority of the support for what we do for the podcast and Radio Free Redoubt, The Morning Commute, and all that comes from you. We're really listener-supported, and so those of you who send $5 or $10 a month, you know, or more, we're so grateful because that keeps us afloat. That helps us continue doing what we're doing. But we're just at a point now where we just ask you, if you are blessed by what we do and you want to help support us, any amount, if you just set up $5 or $10 a month or anything like that would be just really, we'd be very grateful. It all adds up. And also we covet your prayers also. So thank you guys. So, okay. Now, and you can go to radiofreeredoubt.com and click on support RFR, that tab that opens up a page of, you know, several different ways that you can help support us. All right. Now, last Friday we played the audio from a video that was sent to me by Simon Roche in South Africa from the Sightlanders. And this was an Australian Minister of Parliament talking about this pre-summit meeting about trying to move the world's population toward more sustainable foods, like getting away from red meat and having just like, what, 8 grams a day or something. It's like one bite.
It was for 14 grams.
14 grams, which is basically one bite of red meat per day. And so so they're introducing people to insects and bugs. Now they have bug patties and cricket milkshakes and just, I mean, just all this disgusting dried crackers from cockroaches and...
Yeah, horrible, horrible things.
Right, and so now these globalist media, they're all jumping on board with this, you know, talking about what a great thing it is. Well, it's so funny because we came across this Mel Brooks.
This is
Dracula with Leslie Nielsen in it.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Dracula, dead and loving it. If you haven't seen it, it's a classic, hilarious.
Oh my goodness. Mel Brooks is just, there's just no boundaries, you know?
Yeah.
And they would freak if he couldn't even release Blazing Saddles today.
Right. You know, well, and see, so especially when the UN is saying, you know, more or less, especially with Harari from the World Economic Forum saying that we're useless people. And before they used to just call us useless eaters, right? And we're so beneath them because the eugenicists are superior genetically is what they all
They'll
claim.
Have their steak, but we eat bugs.
But we should eat bugs because we're the peasantry that don't deserve any better.
I grabbed that clip here.
Yeah, because we pulled together this clip. It just cracked me up so much that, you know, why wouldn't we think of the UN as a vampire, truly?
Yep. All right, listen to this. Man.
Renfield.
Master.
It is time for you to serve your master. Come.
Yes, master.
You hear only my voice. From this moment on, you are my slave. You will sacrifice everything for my safety. In return, I will give you lies. Not big lies. Insects. Flies. Spiders. I have chartered the ship to take us to England. We will leave tomorrow evening. I command you, watch over the safety of my coffin.
Yes, master.
There, right there is the UN.
Yep, exactly. That's
it. We got to leave you with that, guys. You have a blessed, safe rest of the day. Join us tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. right here.
Have a marvelous monochromatic Monday and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.